Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. We had a guest speaker at our campus this past Sunday. It was Ray Green, who actually shared a message about worry from the book of Luke, but it's the same message he shared at the Lewis Center campus. So I decided to really share today's one of the passages he referred to in his message. It's from Philippians 4. Verse 4 through 8, here's what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about such things. It's a pretty amazing section of scripture. The passage really starts out from Paul saying that, commanding us, hey, rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. And then he goes on to say, look, present all your requests to God. You know, all of your cares, all the things that cause you stress, don't be anxious about any of those things. I don't want you to worry about life. Don't worry. Give all that to God and then allow the peace of God, which you can't explain, will guard your heart and your mind. And then he says, finally, I want you to think about these things that are lovely, honorable, praiseworthy. It's a really cool passage and reminder. The problem is that we suffer with anxiety on a regular basis. Everyone who I've met, including myself, we struggle with things when we feel out of control. And Paul's reminder to rejoice, to say it twice in scripture like that, back to back, rejoice, I say it again, rejoice. It's an emphatic statement saying, hey, I want you to have joy. I want you to rejoice in the Lord, even when you're having struggles, even when you have things outside of your control. He's reminding us to rejoice in the Lord, to remember what the Lord has done, to remember that he has been in control our whole lives, that everything about our lives that, for us coming to know him really comes down to the Lord pursuing us and waking us up, making us known that his incredible grace and mercy. And isn't it true that most people in life, and maybe you've experienced this, when you have a deep relationship with God, you can look back at your life and think, wow, God used that situation, that tough circumstance, that ridiculous moment. God used all those things to draw me close to him. And I think what Paul's saying is, look, I want you to remember what the Lord has done. Remember that there was a night when the cross happened, when everyone who was there that night, they were in turmoil and in deep sorrow and pain. And yet God turned all of the situations of the cross around. You know, the night that he was crucified, everyone had, lost all their hope. And yet God turned that cross into the beacon of hope for the entire world. And he's saying, I want you to rejoice. That's the first step. The next step is to cast your cares on God. I think that's pretty obvious that those things that are outside of our control, instead of sitting around worrying about those things and being full of anxiety, we cast them on the Lord. So then, okay, I don't know if you've been like me, but I've done that. You know, I tell God all of my problems and then I'm done and then I turn around and I'm worried again. And I have anxiety and stress and, I start playing things out in my mind. I start thinking about, well, here's how I'm going to have that conversation. Here's what I'm going to say. Well, here's how I'm going to handle that situation. And then I spend my mind focused on all those things. But what Paul is saying here is that, no, I don't want you to think about the what if this happens or the if only this happens or here's how I'm going to handle that. I don't want you to focus on that. Train your mind to think about or to dwell on things that are honorable, lovely, praiseworthy. Those things in your mind that are true of God, true of what he's done for your life, being full of gratitude. I say all this, and with the short time we have on a DriveCast, here's what I would say: that the Lord is trying to remind us to focus on who he is and the truths about him, and the truths of what he's given us in life, rather than the things that aren't true, and the things that cause us the most anxiety in those moments. They really aren't true. We're trying to play it out in our mind, and we're not in control, and that's what causes such a deep sense of anxiety. Now, look, this doesn't negate the fact that there are some people that the way their bodies are wired are going to experience anxiety in a different way. But for for most of us. And I think even no matter how we're wired, the answer is still true. It's a heart situation where we train our minds to focus on the things of God that are true, noble, honorable, praiseworthy. Let our hearts and minds dwell on those things rather than the things that we can't control. Father, I pray that you would help us to have joy in you always, to cast our cares on you, to allow our hearts and minds to be full of your peace. God, train our minds to think about the things that you have done, the glorious things that you've accomplished, the things that you've done in our life that we remember, how you reached out to us. Lord, help us to dwell on those things that we know are true. God, we cast our life on you and ask you to handle the details. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen. Maybe take a second before you move on to your next thing you're going to do today and just cast your cares on the Lord and allow his spirit to remind you of his beauty and his glory, and let your mind dwell on those things today. Till next time, God bless.